Mucho dragón.
Hey everybody, we're back.
We are back.
Hoping everybody's doing fabulously, as
indeed.
Always.
Yes, and do you want to address why we're on earlier?
Oh, we're on earlier just because it feels like it's just an earlier schedule, at least for me today.
Yeah, Jolyn's out of school.
Yeah, which is nice. I graduated, which feels good.
And I'm taking it easy.
Yeah. Auditions start back up tomorrow, so good stuff.
Yeah, what's up, Onikar? And you're just dealing with my shoulder.
Yeah.
Being out of whack. So.
Oh, yeah. Going to have to get a CT scan coming up.
Yeah, I'm dreading what that's going to say.
Well, at the very least, we'll know what's going on and what we need to do.
Yeah, that's true.
So that'll be good. The sooner we know, the better. Because the sooner we know, the sooner we can do something about your shoulder.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, man, but we got good news. We're excited about this. Well, I know Tim had mentioned on the podcast yesterday about how 3 days ago we reached 550 episodes that we've done. Now it'll be 552 today, which is cool. But Tim had also found this too. We are, Timmy Boy Podcast is actually compared with the Joe Rogan Experience, Mark Maron's What the WTF Podcast, Comedy Bang Bang, Dumb Blonde Podcast, and let me see. There's some other ones too. I know Nikki Glaser is one of them. Yeah, You Up with Nikki Glaser. So it's pretty cool. And
that's
also
very
the,
cool.
Also The Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
Yes.
Which I think is pretty awesome.
Yes. All right. So you know what? I'm going to deal with him now.
Okay.
Because it's on my last fucking nerve right now.
Okay. Let's hear it.
All right. So I will. Now that I already told you I'm going to take your calls, I'll take a call especially for you. But after that, that's it. Because, you know, what's up?
I'm cool.
What's up? What's the deal?
Is it what?
Look, I already told you, I've given you all the information that I know of. You didn't do shit on homework about it yet. You literally, about 5 minutes later, yesterday, told me you didn't see anything on the websites. So don't tell me you put any work into it. You want me to do the fucking work. That's not going to happen. And, you know, what about me? Do you put it anywhere that, you know, rate my podcast as anywhere good? No, you're not going to, because it's all about fucking you. I'm not going to do it. I'm not in the fucking mood today. I won't be in the mood tomorrow. I've given you all the information that I know of. And you know what? Another piece of advice, don't go to the embassy and come at them like me, or you do to me. All right? Because they don't want somebody like sending like you as a representation of them. They have far better people representing themselves as far as like what I said to you. And if you don't remember what I said, listen to yesterday's podcast. That's the best advice I could give you. All right? If you want to do something for me, put somewhere on social media or Apple, you know, iTunes that it's a good podcast or whatever. Until then, you know, I have better things to do right now. So if that sounds like an asshole, you know what? I guess I'm an asshole. I can't hold your hand to do this shit. I have 3 kids of my own. They're all young adults, probably a little younger than you, and they don't bug me as much. Okay? So anyway, I said my piece. Now that you got me fucking riled up. Anyway, thank God Yuri's coming in so I can go take a break.
That's true. Oh, Yuri's coming in. This will be fun.
He wants to come in. Yeah, he says.
Well, I'm looking forward. We haven't gotten.
See, he's never asked me for any help, ever.
No, that's true. Yuri never has.
No, because he might ask my advice.
Yeah.
But never my help.
Okay. All right. I could kind of see that with Yuri.
See, now Oban Amaris, I just need an online job. Be a sex worker. What do you want from me?
Or go on Indeed.com.
Go.
You can get online jobs. Yeah, you look up online jobs.
Go be a male escort. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, dude. You know, go find out what other successful people did and do the same thing. You know? What's up, Mr. A?
Mr. A, good to see you. Haven't seen you in a minute.
Yeah, I wish Mr. A was here for this, but I just fucking went through.
It's true. It's definitely true. I think Mr. A.
Mr. A, maybe you could help a non-car get into the country.
Modern car, yeah.
Yeah. This guy's bugging me. I already told him. I sent him a few different websites yesterday. Not 2 minutes later, he says, well, this doesn't give me any information. It gives him plenty of information. He didn't do any fucking work on it. And I'm online like 2 minutes into it, he's already fucking calling in and bugging the shit out of me this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, I have no patience for this shit.
I know.
And basically,
I know.
He wants me to do the fucking work. Anyway.
I know, baby.
But I'm sure Mr. A been down that road.
Probably. Hopefully you're doing well, Mr. A. What up with you, good person?
It's funny. I could hear Humble Dog say now, man, fucking not fucking 5 minutes. He's riled up already.
It's true.
But you know what? I think Humble Dog would have to fucking agree with me. Ask Humble Dog about Encore.
Yeah, or Encore. Yeah, it's a whole thing. Yeah, don't send him to bother Humble Dog or Mr. Yeah. A, mind you. But yeah, it's a whole thing. Encore wants to find a way to actually come to the U.S.
I told him to be a male escort.
Yeah, well, Tim just did tell him to be a male escort. That's true. But yesterday he was saying, well, because Tim didn't tell him to be a male escort yesterday when he called in.
Telling him that now.
Yeah, he's telling him now.
You know, you got to take a shot to the mouth every now and then. What can I tell you? So I told my kids.
Oh, man.
That's the truth.
And Mr. A said he's good, thanks, just working. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Right, Mr. A? Everybody's got
to
take a shot to the mouth every now and then, right?
We've all been there in some ways.
Yeah.
I know I have. I know you have.
Metaphorically.
Oh, man. But hoping your work is easy, or if it's not easy today, hoping it makes it go by quicker, Mr. A.
Hopefully we make it go by quicker.
There you go. It's true. Or at least entertaining you, yeah. If you're having to take any proverbial shots to the mouth, if that's what it is.
Yeah. And now at the end of the show, when I come back after Yuri comes on, or maybe Yuri has some advice for you on Encore.
Yeah, maybe.
Once he gets in and promotes his, I don't know what he's promoting.
Yeah.
But once he's done, you'll ask him, maybe he can give you some advice.
Maybe.
Or maybe not. Maybe he'll be worse than me.
Well, I don't know. We'll see.
Mm.
I mean, Yuri is Eastern European. So he's seen some things.
Mm. He's done the heavy lifting.
I could see that.
So.
Yeah.
He's done the heavy lifting, baby.
Hmm.
So. It's going to be 80. Hey, what's up, David?
Thanks for joining us, David. Yeah, it's mid-80s today.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Yes.
I know that has your name all over it.
It does.
Because who's my sunflower?
Me.
That's right, baby.
That's right, baby.
Oh, man.
Yes, indeed.
That means somebody I know is going to want to go out for a nice little walk or hang out in the sun.
Yep.
We got the park on the 10th floor.
We do.
So that's pretty nice.
It's very nice.
Or if you want to go walking around the block, that's fine, too.
Yeah. Many options, honey.
Yes, there are.
Sneeze again.
What?
My just allergies are like tearing me up.
Oh no! Did you take Bronchane?
Yeah, but I don't want to take too much.
I can understand that. Oh, my poor baby.
Yeah. So, anyway.
So.
What do you got? You got anything good?
Yeah, actually, I don't know if you've heard this one. It's being called Earth's second moon. It's not a second moon.
I saw that.
Yeah, but it's an asteroid. It's close enough that it appears to be orbiting around the sun, or it's not. It appears to be orbiting around us, the Earth.
Right.
It's not. It's orbiting around the sun. The name of this, it's an asteroid again. It's called Kamo'olewa. That's how you say it. It's Hawaiian, or Polynesian. It's orbiting the sun. It's about the size of the Statue of Liberty. And like I said,
Miss Liberty.
Yeah, like our Lady Liberty. That's what it is. It's about that size. Yeah, it's 130 to 330 feet around. And again, it's close enough that it appears to be orbiting Earth. It's not, it's orbiting the sun. But what scientists have found, just by doing enough studies of it, because they found it actually a satellite in Hawaii, called Pan-STARRS, had actually discovered this back in 2016.
Okay.
What they found is that it has come from the Giordano Bruno crater on the far side of the moon.
Okay.
Now, again, the craters on the moon came from when asteroids hit it.
Right.
Part of protecting us. And yeah, whenever an asteroid would hit it, of course, you know, debris from the moon will scatter. This asteroid, it's being called the second moon, is some of that debris that came out.
Okay.
But yeah, this Pan-STARRS has been around. It's been designed to find and track any other near-Earth asteroids. And at this point in time, what scientists have found, or astrophysicists have found, is that there are around 250,000 near-Earth asteroids that are floating around.
Stay out of my fucking zone. Know your lane.
Of course. Now,
they don't want to get in my way, honey. Not today.
I know, baby. I know you're in a mood.
I am in a fucking mood.
Oh, baby.
You know, because of who?
Because of Odencore.
Not mention any names.
Well, you said because of who, so I told give you a name.
Well, you're guessing.
Am I guessing?
You might have guessed right, but it is.
There you go.
Hey, he's a listener, and you know what?
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay, all right. Time to move on. Anyway.
Oh, wow.
Andy Farmer. Look at that.
Thanks for joining us, Andy.
Green Knickers is the place for me. Or living is the life for me. Land, spread it out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that country side.
Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
Where are you farm at?
And are you actually a farmer?
He's a farmer.
Maybe.
No question.
Or maybe not.
Give a non-car a job.
Give Odencore a job.
Yeah.
Cambodia, okay.
No, I don't think he wants to go to Cambodia.
Yeah, I don't know, but are you a farmer in Cambodia, Andy?
Are you an expat?
Or yeah, or an expat. That's fine too. Or are you a farming expat?
He's just an expat.
Selling two shops.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, you have, by sounds of it, you have two stores that you're selling, or you're selling from two stores.
All right, we'll see. What's up, bro?
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, no problem at all. I'm British, yeah. I'm selling two shops in, like, Cambodia, but it's a, I've got a shop in Thailand with accommodation, and I'm just going to live there because I'm getting a bit older now. I'm late 50s.
Yeah, you sound
right.
You sound right old, bloke.
Yeah, thank you. I feel fucking old.
Sorry,
I didn't mean to swear. Sorry.
No problem.
Okay, this is not
a children's podcast, so that's all right. You're perfectly fine.
You're gonna get a right education real quick.
I would think so.
People want to call and say, I can't believe you're cursing like that in front of my kid. Well, I can't believe you're letting your kid run around fucking loose. Unparented, whatever the fucking term is.
There you go. Unsupervised.
Can't you fucking read? It's not a G show.
It's true. Definitely not a G rated. And we put right up there, it's I know when it says when you go to, right before we open it up to actually do the live podcast, it says, will there be swearing? We always say, yes, there will be swearing.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
But what's going on? What do you sell out of your shops? Or are you selling your shops?
No, I'm selling two shops in Cambodia because coming back to my home in Thailand with my...
We're in Thailand. I was actually just looking at some property over there.
Okay.
Remember?
Yeah, I remember that. I know you'd find a gorgeous place in Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
And we have an old friend from high school, actually. She's an exchange student from Thailand. All right, Andy, if you're trying to say anything, we can't hear you at the moment. It's silent. So it's know that if you're saying anything, we're not.
Yeah, it could. It's around the world. I mean,
it's true. Just know that if you're saying anything, we're not ignoring you. We just can't hear you.
But. I don't know. I forgot what I was going to say.
I don't know, baby. Well, you're talking
about the property we saw.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
You found places in Thailand?
Yeah, it was, let me see if I can go. Oh, it's calling a bit. Let me see if I can't get him back.
Yeah, give it a try.
Baby, come back. Oh, here we go. Yep. Hey, bloke, you there?
All right, try to say something, Andy.
Yeah, I'm back now. I just reconnected the device. It's a I'm just going to live in my one shop in Thailand, and it's a mini mart. All I do is sell food. That's all I do, and whiskey and beer and everything like that.
What does she sell?
Okay.
I sell everything. I literally sell everything, but it's
shall we?
No, it's legal here now, weed. It's
okay.
I've got marijuana plants in my garden because my customers like to come and pick the marijuana plants in my garden. It's legal in Thailand now.
That's nice. That's good news.
Yeah, it's always good.
Yeah, I don't smoke it though. Yeah, I don't smoke it because I like a beer or something like that. But if I have what do you call them, like a joint or whatever like that, it's and I have a beer, it makes me feel sick, so I just rather have like two beers every night and that's it.
Right,
that's okay.
Do some beers and maybe some blow, you know.
No, I can't mix it. I just feel sick all the time. My wife uses it for cooking a Thai curry or something like that. She puts a marijuana in the curry as well.
No cocaine.
Okay.
No cocaine.
No cocaine. Honestly, if you search on the internet, marijuana's legal in Thailand now. Everybody can grow marijuana now.
Oh,
that's good news. It's starting to be, like, more states here in the U.S. are starting to legalize it. It's just not federally legalized yet.
Yeah, I think it's just a lot of states don't want to do it because it's just some bullshit law that, you know, the DA can just say, well, you know, he's a suspected drug dealer, so here's a search warrant.
Yeah.
I smell marijuana in the car. Can you get out?
Yeah. Well, let alone, again, the racism. I mean, it really started with racism.
You actually need something to say. If it, you know, well, I thought I smelled marijuana.
But the
Thailand government on the back of my horn, they only allow me to grow 5 plants because I'm a foreigner. So I lived over here for like 30 years. I'm only allowed to grow 5 plants and that's it. And but when my customers want to come and get the marijuana, they come to the back of my shop and pick the marijuana.
They can get it there.
It's free. It's free. It's free now. It's so that closed the black market down. Do you know what I mean? They don't buy it
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
They just it just yeah. come everywhere for free.
You know what you mean. You know what you mean.
But how do you like living in Thailand?
Well, it's over 30 years now. I'm over 30 years. Like I'm in my 50s. I came here as a young man and built businesses up and that. I enjoy it, but this year is so hot. As I'm older now, in late 50s, it's temperatures 47 Celsius means like about 118 Fahrenheit. Oh,
wow.
This year is so hot.
Yeah, that is. And how are the hospitals over there?
Hospitals are good, yeah. It's I go to the hospital and everything like that. And they're good. They're pretty cheap. They're pretty cheap. It's no problem. Because I lived here so long as well, I think they give me cheaper price as well.
Oh, that's good news.
Are you by the beach?
No. I'm northeast Thailand, meaning I'm on the Thai-Cambodian borders. So I've got my businesses in Cambodia I'm selling, and I'm coming back to Thailand to stay. It's my business.
You're an arms dealer?
No, mini mart, like I sell food, whiskey, and everything like that, and bread and everything like that.
Hey, you don't got to explain yourself to me. What's the website? Put the website up if you want, or the name of it.
You want my arms website?
Wherever people can go, we'll plug your store.
I'm joking. I've only got email. Hey, listen, ladies and gents, yeah, this is the second day I'm on Podbean, and I'm really finding this good. I'm really enjoying.
Our podcast or the whole thing?
No, second day on Podbean. This is only my second day on Podbean. It's brilliant.
Timmy Boy here wants you to tell him that this is your favorite podcast that you've been on so far. That's what he's looking for.
One minute, I've got to look, yeah? Because I'm new to this app, yeah? 1 minute, I'm going to look and see if I can follow. So how the bloody hell do I follow? It says join fan club. No, it says join fan club on there. 1 minute.
Yeah.
Then it says minimize or leave. So 1 minute. So I'm pressing on Timmy Boy.
Oh, you're pressing on him.
Yeah. It says I'm following already. So I'm already following him.
Yeah. We appreciate your following.
Yeah, bloody crazy. Well, I'm bloody crazy. I'm a crazy British man.
Do your stores have a website?
No, just email. I don't do website because if I do website, I've got to pay tax more. Fucking tax people come after me.
Okay.
But so, like, you then Indonesia, you don't have like DoorDash or anything, right?
No. I'm not in Indonesia. I'm in Thailand and Cambodia. I have CCTV on all my shops.
Oh, okay. Well, it's just they're different countries.
What would CCTV got to do with the shops?
No, I can keep eyeing my shops because obviously if you've got 3 shops, I want to keep eyeing my shops all the time, make sure people not steal and things like that.
Oh, so you mean, so secure. You mean your employees or the people in the neighborhood, they go in there, take what they want, and then they leave the money like in a coffee jar or something?
No. Well, it's a bit of both, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? You get customers coming and trying to steal. It's normally young boys, young girls come and steal, and maybe staff steal, and then I can catch them on the CCTV.
All right.
What do you do with them?
I sack them. And then if I catch someone stealing, and then I know they've been stealing for a long time, they go into the police station.
All right.
They don't play.
No, I'm sure.
No, because it's like stealing money out of your pocket. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like,
it's true.
I'm stealing money out of my pocket.
I do.
I feel like that's fair.
Yeah. If I know that it's a young kid, like, so if I grab a kid, that's stealing off me, I'll give him a clip around the ear and tell him to clear off. If don't ever come back in the shop. No, I tell them clear off, right? And then if they come back and I'm not there and I see on CCTV, they're back in my shop, I know they're stealing again, and then I tell staff to grab them.
Okay. So they're caught.
Huh? What's that?
So they're caught.
Yeah, they're all caught.
Do your staff send them to the police then?
Yeah, my staff send them to the police. The police station across the road on one of the shops, they call the police over and then just arrest them. And that's their education as well.
You know what you do?
What do you do, baby?
You dump a little bit of water, a cake soda, you pour a little bit out. You pee in the bottle. So they have like 80% Pepsi or whatever and 20% pee. And tell your employees, look, when they come in, make sure they steal that one. So, you know, say, hey, how was that? The one you stole from me, when they say it was delicious? Or I don't know what you're talking about. Say, oh, you know what I'm... Just to let you know.
So
whoever did drink it, blank, blank, blank.
So this kind of sounds like entrapment on some levels.
This is entrapment, isn't it?
If you didn't drink it, what do you care?
This is entrapment, isn't it? Speaking. He's trying to reel us in to get us. Yeah.
You've got it all figured out, don't you, Panda Bear?
Have a go. Nothing to worry about, right? You didn't steal it. So then you know what? Whoever did, tell them that they just drink recycled water.
Drink it. Oh God, that is so gross.
Pepsi squared.
I just threw up a little bit.
It's better the second time around. That's the tagline.
Oh, no.
You hear me, Andy?
Yeah, I hear you. I'm trying not to laugh. Sorry, I'm trying to be polite and not laugh.
No, that's the tagline. Oh, well, this is a comedy show. You're supposed to laugh.
It's true.
But that's the tagline for Pepsi 2. Better the second time around.
Pepsi 2, better the second time around. That's gotta be in our title.
And it has a little shadow of a guy, you know, with both his arms at his waist.
Yeah.
With his fucking head down.
Yeah. Oh wow. You're onto something, baby.
Man. Oh.
So what are you guys up to today? Obviously, you're both in America. Here's 1 minute.
Yeah,
I look at the time.
New York City.
New York.
10:30 p.m. here. So New York is be about 9 a.m., 9:30 a.m.
It's actually 11:30 a.m. here.
It's close.
Really? Oh, bloody hell. I got that wrong then, didn't I? So I'm 12 hours difference from you.
That's all right.
But so if they want to steal, you know, like a donut with like
I sell donuts. Don't get me wrong. I sell cigarettes. I sell everything. So what the women steal? Yeah, right. Is the perfume and everything like that.
Oh,
well, if you don't sell cream filled donuts, you do now. Yeah, because I have an idea for you.
Tell him, baby.
I think he knows.
Yeah, but Timmy, my donuts don't have a lot of jam in, so they fucking fucked.
All right, so
I would think for probably one or two of them that you were, what you're suggesting, he has around for ones who want to steal donuts.
Hey, you're not stealing.
Oh, so bad. No, what about like he was saying, for women and girls who want to steal perfume, should he just pee in that too? What do you
Look,
think?
If they're over 18, what?
Perfume original ones are behind a counter. I put the fake ones on top of the shop. So whenever the person steals, they feel like they're getting a fake perfume. It smells like fucking horse shit or horse pee. It's so the real ones are behind, locked up in the shelf behind the.
You know what you do? You fart in a Ziploc bag.
That's it. You got it.
And you wrap it up real tight inside the jar. So when they go to sniff it, when they steal and they get home, it's like, whoa, what is this? And they think they're going to go have a night on the town. Yeah, they're going to have a night, all right.
Yeah, but
they're going to have a second date.
The fake ones are on the shelf like fucking horse piss.
Yeah, well.
There you go. Well, now Timmy Boy wants you to put your farts in there too, so.
Yeah, I'm not lying. Okay, you two people, yeah? Whoever farts, yeah, and put the covers over their head and smell their fart in their life.
I've done that.
Have you done that?
No.
You're lying now. You're lying. You've done that as well.
Anything's I'm lying.
It's called a Dutch oven.
Yeah,
Timmy, she's lying. She's lying. She's farted and put the covers over her head so she can smell her fart as well. She's lying.
That's what she does in the privacy of her own room. Not my concern.
And we're married. We've been together for more than 16, well, almost 16 years coming up.
She's Spider-Woman in the comic book.
It's true. He has to tell everybody this.
Oh. Well, really? What, in a movie or like a comic book?
Well, the comic books, it would have been actually about 15 years ago at this point. No, 14, 15 years ago at this point, when they had, Alexander Malave had drawn Spider-Woman, he drew me.
Really?
Yep, look it up.
That's true.
I will write it in on here and then I'll look at it.
And you can sell,
the comics?
The comic books.
That's true. Yeah. Oh, thanks for joining us, Chuck. Oh, Mr. A says he farted and pulled the cover over his wife's head. Dutch oven. There you go.
Ask Mr. A.
I've done that too. Us wives like that as well. Fucking smell this.
You know, it's funny. Timmy Nearhead said that too. He never actually did it, though, which I appreciate. Thank you for not actually ever doing it. That's a good point that I know of.
No. Why would I do that?
You wouldn't do it because, you're a good husband. That's why, baby.
I'll look together.
Timmy, if you notice with a wife, with the women, they're so quiet when they fart. They try and keep it so quiet. And then when it fucking smells and that, and then they deny it. And then next morning, you're having breakfast. Did you smell that last night?
See, hot girls don't fart, so that's...
Yeah. Hot girls don't fart. You also said hot girls don't poop.
They don't. Not that I know.
There you go. I'm sure. I'm sure at this point in time. So silly.
So, wait, what was I going to say to?
I don't know.
What are these? What do you sell the most of, Andy?
In your shop, or your shops? Wait, I think we lost you again, Andy.
Well, he probably just walked out and out of range.
Maybe that might be it. All right, Andy, if you can hear us, we can't hear you at the moment.
Maybe he's writing all these ideas down feverishly on a piece of paper. And he's ran out of room already.
All your advice.
Yeah, good advice.
Oh, man, at the very least, it's entertaining advice.
It's good advice. Thank you, Chuck.
Thank you, Chuck.
Super fan.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Now.
I can hear you now.
Nope. Okay. So what do I sell the most? Yeah, is whiskey.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, whiskey. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It was in my Thailand shop 9 months ago. Yeah, I've got like I rescue dogs as well because I've got like 20 dogs. Yeah, and
20 dogs.
Yeah, I've got 20 dogs, but I don't give them away to people. I just keep keeping them all the time, and then. What it was is in the back of my home, like I've got this like man cave. Yeah, I built this like man cave in the back of my shop in Thailand. So I make my own vodka and whiskey and brewing it all the time. So the fucking thing blew up. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, yeah. So the bloody thing blew up, and my big guard dog, I've got a big guard dog, yeah, he follows me around everywhere. And then me and him walk out of my shed with no fucking hair on, and my dog's got no hair on too.
Wow.
My dog had to go to the vets, and I had to go to the hospital, but I was all right in the end of the day. But I'm not brewing my own whiskey again. I'm fed up with it.
Well, you got to stop cooking meth, too. It's, you know.
It's not meth, it was whiskey. Like, yeah, like Scotch whiskey I was doing. It just bloody blew up.
Oh, man. At home distillery was a dangerous choice. But then Timmy also has good advice for you, too, not to start brewing your own meth.